You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Rainbow activists are calling for a rainbow ministry to help address the disparities our LGBTQI Takatāpui communities face in Aotearoa. Max Tweedy, director of Pride, says change is happening, but that a dedicated government agency would help secure funding and resources for years to come. We started the interview by discussing the 2021 budget, which Tweedy says was underwhelming.
Do you believe that the 2021 budget adequately addressed the disparities our LGBTQI Takatāpui communities face?
No. And I think that because there was roughly between what was announced in the budget, or what was in the budget rather, and then what was kind of announced outside of the budget in the past year, it comes to about $10 million worth of funding for rainbow community organisations or initiatives. And so that's obviously really frustrating because we have huge challenges to overcome with disparities that rainbow communities face, especially in areas like mental health and kind of general health, especially for our trans and gender diverse communities. So there's a lot that needs to be done in this space, and there was barely any money allocated to it.
And what are some of the main issues facing rainbow communities in Aotearoa that were not adequately addressed?
I mean, so there's kind of two parts to this question, and I think the first is there's obviously still a bunch of legislative changes to arrive at legal parity that need to be made around the Human Rights Act, around obviously banning conversion therapy, banning non-consensual surgeries on intersex babies. Yeah, I mean, I could go on and on and on. So there's a bunch of like legislative changes, and that's primarily where the focus of our rainbow activism has been, because, you know, these are kind of the most pressing issues, you know, not being included in the Human Rights Act per se. You know, these are really pressing. And so I think on the other side, there's, you know, starting to be a bit of work around trying to get rainbow communities named in kind of important documents that identify vulnerable communities within sectors. There's been a lot of work that, especially Moira Clooney, who works for Te Ngako Kahukuta and is the chair of Outline, they've done a lot of work in the mental health space and advocating within government at select committees to just get rainbow communities named as priority populations in those sorts of documents. So the disparities that we do see primarily for rainbow communities when it comes to funding are in health. And the reason that that is because, especially for our, you know, trans and gender diverse communities, that's where a lot of the barriers for affirming care exist, because there's not enough funding, there's not adequate pathways. The surgeries, the affirmation surgeries are funded to about 14 a year. At the moment, they're not even doing 14 a year. You know, the funding is so low that the wait list spans, you know, roughly about 20 years, and at the moment there's more being added to the queue than is being taken off the queue. So, and then you've then got the general kind of broad mental health space, where those with a diverse sexual orientation, you know, gay, lesbian, bisexual people, etc., face, you know, four times higher mental distress, and then for trans and gender diverse communities, that's nine times higher. So there are some real core issues within health. But I mean, I wouldn't also just limit it to health. I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done in the education space. I think there's also a lot of work that could be done to remedy the facts, the impacts of these really harmful laws that we currently have on the books at the moment. In response to homosexual law reform, the expungement of those convictions, we had $1 million fund set up to try and alleviate those kind of lasting impacts. So I think that could be done with a lot of these issues, especially, you know, around survivors of conversion therapy or survivors of those non-consensual intersex surgeries. So I think there's a lot to do across the board.
The government recently announced targeted rainbow mental health funding. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's fantastic, and it's really great to see the government identifying rainbow communities as a priority population and allocating funding towards that. And, you know, we expect that that funding will predominantly go to rainbow community organisations that are kind of chronically underfunded, in the sense that, you know, the work that they're doing and the people they're serving is way beyond the amount of money they're receiving. And so, you know, it's exciting to have a pool of funding that those organisations have been able to apply for to deliver some of those projects. I don't think it's enough, but I also don't think that this is the only injection that we'll see. I think this might be a bit of a starting point.
And then why do you believe a rainbow ministry is necessary in Aotearoa?
For all the reasons that I kind of outlined of where this work needs to be done, or where funding needs to be allocated, or where advocacy needs to take place across government to, for rainbow communities to be advocated and name changes. I think even, you know, those aside, even the work that we've been doing on trying to arrive at legal parity has been sometimes put on the back burner by different ministers or ministries because it's not seen as the top number one priority. But I think what has happened is that the legislative agenda hasn't been seen as a holistic one, but from those ministries been seen as kind of individual pieces of work. And so they haven't seemed as urgent. When you piece everything together, it's a massive, massive work program that needed to start yesterday. What I believe is that the reason that we haven't had this is because we haven't had a dedicated, resourced and kind of champion within government whose job it is to advocate for law changes in these spaces, to work with ministers and ministries, to work on the priority documents, to, you know, to just put in budget bids for our communities. You know, I think that's the missing puzzle piece here. And, you know, as activists, we can only do so much. We are under-resourced. We do a lot of this work for free. And so, you know, it can't just be up to us to continue working with government to identify these gaps, because A, we keep doing it and it sometimes feels like we're not listened to, but you know, it shouldn't be our job as the only kind of vulnerable community without a ministry. We can, you know, we can debate the effectiveness of those, but I think we can all agree that they're way more effective than having nothing. And so, you know, I think even just kind of the funding that's been set up, you know, from the Ministry of Ethnic Peoples to fund kind of initiatives and things like that, I just think is really effective. And I think it'd be a great starting point for us to have a dedicated advocate within government.
Critics, particularly the opposition, have argued that the government should focus on ensuring equal access to services and funding for everyone instead of increasing support for a specific group of people. What is your response to this sort of argument?
Well, it's an approach that I think is outdated. I think what we understand now is that to actually achieve equality, we have to actually take an equity lens to the way that we approach funding for, you know, let's take mental health, for example. While it sounds all well and good to make sure that these communities have proper access, unless we are specifically named, prioritized, because that's where the most need is naturally, we can actually help identify those gaps and it will equate to equitable funding. And, you know, I think that's the kind of piece that's missing, is this conversation around, you know, and it's the same kind of conversation that the opposition are having around things like the Māori Health Authority, right? It's not taking a different approach. It's taking a targeted approach at addressing where the need is to arrive at equality. And I think it's an approach that we've kind of seen lacking from the government. And so it's, you know, it'd be great to see this a similar approach being taken with specific targeted funding for our rainbow communities and rainbow community organisations.
Are you hopeful for the future for rainbow young people in particular in Aotearoa?
Yeah, I really am hopeful. I think, you know, we're seeing a lot on the government's work programme for this year in particular. There's kind of four key pieces of legislation we've kind of seen identified around conversion therapy, birth, death and marriages, the hate speech law reforms, and also including gender identity expression and sex characteristics in the Human Rights Act. So, you know, those are four things that we've been calling on for a while, so it's exciting to see those get off the ground per se, or be announced that they'll be done this year or by early next year. So, you know, I think this government will continue to make more and more progress, and, you know, we are working with the government and we're working with MPs to try and, you know, advance the kind of progress that we're looking for here. I just think that, you know, a rainbow ministry will just be a much more effective way of getting everyone around the table and progressing this faster. And I think that's something that we should all be able to agree on. I think, you know, there's real, you know, there's real change happening. And I think across government, you know, we are being named in more documents. Yes, that needs to go faster, but there is more funding, you know, being available, even though it's small. You know, there are more legislative achievements being made, even if they're, you know, long delayed. So, you know, there's progress being made, and there's more and more of us activists that have, you know, found our voices and are speaking out and garnering the support of Aotearoa generally, and I think that is also going to be really helpful for supercharging change. So I'm absolutely hopeful, but I think, you know, we need to turn that hope into action across us activists and across government to ensure that we don't miss out on this opportunity to advance progress for our rainbow communities.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.